Getting rid of the Electoral College altogether does require a constitutional amendment, and Congressman Charlie Rangel and Senator Barbara Boxer have proposed that in Congress this week. But that's hard to do. Getting around the Electoral College might be a lot easier, though.
Hi, this is Jim Gray from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I don't think we need to ditch the Electoral College. I think we need to fix it so that it properly reflects what the popular vote is.
That's right. Just make the popular vote be the Electoral College vote. This plan is already percolating. It's called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which 10 states plus Washington, D.C. have entered into. Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz, who represents New York's 81st District, it's up in the Bronx, was a sponsor of legislation that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed in 2014, adding New York State to the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, a system Assembly Dinowitz says would be a clear fix for this 2016 surprise.
What national popular vote would do is change the system entirely, in the sense that right now candidates spend almost all of their time in a relatively small number of battleground states. They would be forced to campaign across America. And after all, this is a presidential election for all of America, not just for a small number of states. And it's really nonpartisan because there are red states and blue states that are ignored right now. Candidates don't campaign in Texas because Texas has been reliably Republican. So why waste time, just like California and New York have been reliably Democratic? I believe that every voter across the country should have the opportunity to see a campaign go on in their area, in their state. And that's just not what happens. We are bystanders in the election for the most important position on the planet.
What is the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact? What would it do?
Well, this is how it would work. The Constitution provides for interstate compacts where states, any two or more states, would agree to certain things. For example, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is an interstate compact. What National Popular Vote would do, it would take effect once enough states agree to join the compact such that they comprise at least 270 electoral votes worth of states. And they would agree to throw their electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote in a presidential election, guaranteeing that whichever candidate gets the most votes becomes the president. So right now, enough states comprising 165 electoral votes have voted to join the compact. So the compact is not in effect yet. We need to get another at least 105 electoral votes worth of states. Once that happens, then it takes effect. And then those states will vote their electors for the winner of the national popular vote, regardless of how the particular state voted.
So this would change to a popular vote system without a constitutional amendment.
That is correct. It would take a constitutional amendment to get rid of the Electoral College. You have to get two-thirds of each House of Congress, three-quarters of the states to agree to do that. What this does is it creates this compact so that all the states that are part of the compact throw their electoral votes en masse to the winner of the national popular vote. And since the Constitution has a specific provision which provides for interstate compacts, this does not go around the Constitution. This is a constitutional process which would achieve a desired result.
Can you predict when this compact might actually achieve the force of law if you get 270 electoral votes?
It's my hope that as a result of what happened in this election, I would hope more states would vote to join the compact. And when I say that, what it is each state votes on a bill in their legislature, and they're all exactly the same in each and every state that does it. Will we get any Republican states? I hope so. You know, some people may say, well, we've done pretty well under this system. We got Bush who got fewer votes, and we got Trump who got fewer votes. So why should we want to upset the apple cart? And the answer is both parties can be equally affected.
Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz is representing the New York District 81 in the Northwest Bronx. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to be here.